Recording.
Well, thank you so much. We're certainly glad to be here. I hope you can hear me. Okay, fine. I want you to turn with me to a small passage in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17. I say small passage. I've been thinking about the Lord dealing with us in inconsequential moments of our lives, the small moments, and how we react in those moments is very important to our understanding of God himself and what the Christian life is all about. Well, Peter is an outstanding disciple in many ways, but he had his weaknesses. In the passage I'm going to read, it's a very simple passage. And I believe sometimes in facing adversity, simplicity is needed. Now, we've all been facing the pandemic. We finally saw our daughter for the first time. She lived in Northern Ontario in 2 years. In those times when we're under stress and when we're limited in our scope of ministry or life, God wants to show us something about himself. And in this passage, we read these words in verse 24. You're in northern Palestine now, and the Lord's been doing ministry. And when they had come to Capernaum, which I understand is the hometown of Peter, those who received the temple tax came to Peter and said, "Does your teacher not pay the temple tax?" Now, as you read this passage of scripture, doesn't it seem to be mundane? A question to Peter about a temple tax that needed to be paid? Now, before I give you Peter's answer, turn back with me to Matthew 16 in verse 13. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Now this is a shining moment for Peter. Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Wonderful. Now, if you've known the Lord for years, you've been studying scriptures, you've been studying about God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, and you've been gaining knowledge. But has that knowledge translated into your inner man, into your life, so that when questions arrive, you'll have an answer? When difficulties come into your life, you'll have an answer. We've had two operations recently. There's a great deal of pain involved. If I had not had a foundation of knowledge of God and how he works in our lives, it would have been a very difficult time for me. But the Lord was with me. The Lord comforted me. The Lord gave me a sense of peace. And I remember coming home from the hospital in a great deal of pain and with a lot of bandages. I was sitting in my easy chair, my favorite chair. And I sat there. It was early in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. And I thought about what was happening to me. And I did something I had never really done before. It was a precious moment. I raised my hand up toward heaven and said, Lord, take my hand. We need moments when we are with the Lord, and we need to see his plan, his purposes, his person. And so the Lord is asking the disciples, Peter especially, who do you say I am? Now, wonderful. I'm glad he said that. That came out of his mouth, that's in his life. And then in the beginning of chapter 17, the Lord takes three disciples up to the mountain, is transfigured before them. And Peter sees a wonderful sight, makes kind of some strange comments, but he's got that in his mind. So now he comes down to his hometown, Capernaum. And Peter is singled out by the tax collectors. Does your teacher? Let me pause again. Tax collectors, they knew that Jesus was a teacher. Nicodemus said, "You're a teacher come from God." They had some knowledge of the Lord Jesus, but not much more than that. Now they're talking to Peter, who had confessed, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Sees him transfigured on the mountain. Does your teacher pay the temple tax? What does Peter answer? Yes. Short and sweet. What should he have answered? I know we are together, we fellowship together in the local church and in our families. We learn of God, we learn of the Lord Jesus, we learn the scriptures. But does it make a difference? Are we keyed in to God's mind, God's purposes, God's plans? Peter, I feel like shaking Peter. Wake up. Yes. Well, this temple tax was a legitimate tax. Every good, faithful Jew paid tax. It was to help in the temple expenses. It wasn't like the tax collectors, the tax people, the Jews who were outside making money off the sheep and all this, and Jesus cleansed the temple. That was illegitimate money. But this is good, solid giving. Peter didn't give enough of an answer. When you think of your life with God and with Christ, and what you know and what you learn, when you're faced with a simple situation, are you alert? Are you thinking God's thoughts? Are you responding maturely? Yes. Peter says. So they go on a ways and they come into the house. Now I'm supposing here, it doesn't tell us which house, but hopefully it's Peter's home. Now Jesus wants to have a talk with Peter. And the Lord God always wants to show more of himself to us. When we're in suffering and we cry out to him for help, he comforts us. strengthens us. He teaches us. This is a teacher. When I was getting my master's degree at Wheaton College in Christian Ed, we studied the Lord Jesus as a teacher. So the Lord Jesus takes advantage of a simple situation. Temple tax people were there to collect the taxes for the temple. Jesus knew what Peter said. So he wants to talk to Peter now. You know, we say we love the Lord. We love his people. We want to walk in newness of life. But there's a lot of things we forget. We just had a wonderful worship service. Sometimes we get so involved in ourselves in the worship service that we don't really put the emphasis on him. We're concerned about living the Christian life, getting something from the worship. You know, worship is giving. We give praise. We're not at the worship service to get exhortations. We're at the service to honor the one we love. If I go to that service and say, what am I going to get out of this? I've made a mistake in judgment. What am I going to give to my Savior? What am I going to say to him? And so, if we don't quite measure up to what we should be doing, through his word, he's going to correct us, change us, challenge us. What do you think, Simon? Verse 25. From whom do the kings of the earth take customs of taxes? From their sons or from strangers? When I think of that, a good teacher asks good questions. He's going to get Peter to think about his answer. Yes, he pays taxes. But Peter, who am I? Remember, Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. What about the temple? When Jesus cleansed the temple of the money makers, he said, you will not make my Father's house a house of merchandise. My Father's house, the King's house. The son of the king does not need to pay taxes. Well, Peter has to answer. At least he got the answer right. Well, from strangers. Well, think about that, Peter. Then the sons are free, right? Putting the knowledge of God to work in our everyday lives. It's not easy. Honoring the Lord Jesus during the time of pandemic is not easy. Some of us are cooped up. Some of us can't travel. Some of us are alone. What sustains us? He sustains us. And he brings to our minds his word, how we should walk, what we should do under all circumstances. And when a simple little everyday happening occurs, we take advantage of it. We honor the Lord. We had to have the car worked on. The dealership is right across the street from where we live. And I went in and get everything that has to be done. And in the waiting room, man walks in, sits down. We got to talk. Talked a little bit about politics. We talked about what our lives are like, what I do. I told him what I did for a living, how I live by faith. And God's people supplies my need because I get to make the gospel known to those around me. And I found out that this man was a believer. We got to talk about the things of the Lord together. Before he left to go, he said, I'm a veterinarian. I don't have, because I was telling him, these are hard times for a lot of people who are out of work. He said, my work, I'm doing well, very well. I said, you know, it's wonderful to talk to another believer in times of great need. And he left. I didn't get his name. Well, my car was done. I went to pay for it. The bill was $660. Oh, he said, by the way, it's only $160. The gentleman you were talking to paid for $500 of your bill. What? Little details. The Lord's working in ways that we don't really realize. We don't want to moan and groan. We want to keep our hearts in tune with him. Peter should have said more. Jesus corrects him and says, Peter, I am the Son of God. In a sense, he's saying this to Peter. And Peter says, from strangers, not from the sons. And then the Lord Jesus does something different. And you know, when we talk about the Lord God, we're finding newness in his presence, how he acts, how he reacts, what he's doing, what he's trying to do, where his concerns are. Nevertheless, lest we offend them because they don't know. You have said, he's saying to Peter that I am the Son of God. Now I'm clarifying it for you. I don't need to pay taxes, Peter. The sons are free. They don't know that. So rather than cause a lot of unnecessary concern, I want you to do something, Peter. Now, Peter's a fisherman. Peter knows the sea, supposedly. He has a business. He had a business. And he throws nets into the water and gets hundreds of fish. Peter, I want you to go and catch a fish. Cast in one hook. Now, as we walk with the Lord, you might think the Lord is going to ask us to do great things. You read books about some missionaries who did wonderful outreaches. And you're just a simple believer doing your job wherever you work. mother or a wife, a father, a son. You have your business, you're concerned with your business. You're doing what you can to be a good citizen. You help where you can around you. Some of you might think that you have a lot to offer God. Some of you feel you're in a place you couldn't do very much. Little things. So Jesus says to Peter, I want you to go bait a hook. I don't know what was in the mind of Peter. I don't know where you are in your Christian walk and how close to the Lord you are. What you sort of bring to the table. Let's say you're a very successful businessman or a very successful businesswoman. The Lord wants you to do a little thing. He wants you to form such and such person that you know. You've been thinking about that person. You feel about that. Let me use the money to. No. Just want you to do a little act of kindness. And these little acts of kindness will build up in your life that you will become more concerned about those around you, more concerned about your own spiritual life, and certainly more concerned about God Himself. Here's what I want you to do, Peter. Cast in a hook and take the fish that comes up first. Isn't it surprising, it is to me, how specific the Lord Jesus is in his talking to Peter? I want you to do this, and I want the first fish that you catch. And once you open its mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me and you. Well, that coin was 4 drachma. 2 drachmas to pay for the Lord's tax and 2 drachmas to pay for Peter's tax. Now, wait a minute. This is what got me just this last expression. This is what got me thinking about this passage and about our lives and how we're living our lives. You know, he owns cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns everything. He has riches galore. 2 drachma. The generosity of the Lord Jesus Christ in such a small matter? Nothing is too small. Nothing in your life is too small for him to be concerned about. Sometimes we don't pray because we think we're unworthy or it's too small. Well, this seems like a very strange illustration that happened to me. Simple. I'm working in the garage, and I've just been sawing and shaping, and there's all kinds of sawdust on the floor, and it's all kind of messy. And I had to fix this gadget, and the screws were really tiny. And sure enough, I dropped it. The screw on the floor. Now you don't ask the Lord to help you find that screw, do you? I looked on the floor and I said, I'm never going to find that screw. I don't know what to do. I've got to fix this. This is very important. But maybe I think it was for a medical device that we had to use. I had to have that screw. You wouldn't get it in the store anywhere. I need that screw. Where? And I looked on the floor again. And it's as if the Lord said, look right at the toe of your shoe. The screw was on top of one of the pieces of wood, kind of sticking right there. I bent down and picked it up. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, he's going to show us wonderful truths concerning himself. He's going to help us in small ways. So those of you who are shut in or having trouble seeing your friends and relatives, seek the Lord's presence in your life. Talk to the Lord as he is a friend to you. Walk in the joy of his salvation. Live a life that is meaningful. Not a life of the knowledge of the things of God, but a life experiencing the Lord God every day. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Peter came up short. The Lord didn't rebuke him. The Lord taught him. And then the Lord commanded him. You see something else here about the Lord Jesus. He knows his universe. He knew there'd be that fish there. How that money got into the fish's mouth, he knows. It was a surprise to Peter. And that was enough to pay for the Lord's tax and for Peter's tax. Do you get the point? Do I get the point? We can shout and yell, and we can sing and praise. We can look at the big picture and think of all the wonderful things we're going to accomplish. But the Lord God wants us to walk daily, step by step. He wants us to have those little moments of joy in his presence. He wants to be able to say to us, just as he said to Peter, I take care of it. And taking care of it. He blesses us. And we enjoy his presence. And that's all we need. But the taxes you pay will be for me and Peter. For you. I'm going to reward you 2 drachma for going and catching that fish. What do you think of that, Peter? Who do men say that I am? You are the Christ, the Son of God. All right. Now make it manifest in your life, in the little details of your existence, in the sorrows that come with pain, disappointment. and reach out to him like I reached out. Lord, take my hand. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, it's so wonderful to know you. So wonderful to know that you sent your Son to be our Savior. Lord Jesus, it's so wonderful to know you. You care about the little moments in our lives. You care about where we go and what we read and what we think. You care about our families and our church friends and our assembly people. You want us to live in the fullness of your glory, in the majesty of your presence. And you want us to express your love. And you want us to walk with conviction, with purpose. And Father, when sadness comes, we're so glad that we can lean upon you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that guides us into all truth, gives us good thoughts about you, Lord Jesus, and you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Help us to learn to walk these baby steps, and to walk in the light that he is the light. We give thanks for all that you've done for us, and all that you are doing for us, and all that you will do in eternity to come. We praise you and thank you in your precious name. Amen.